Hey, welcome back to Stray Cast Outdoor Cartoon Television, the glorified version of a bass fishing talk show. I am still not Pat Renwick. I am Ryan Whitaker. I'll be your host for tonight. Joining me again, the triumphant return, second time back, on the port side of the ship, I think. Port side? Port side.
You should know that, bro.
Yeah, that's the port side. JP, hey. JP, hi. Sorry. The hip-hop fisherman, say hi, JP.
Hi.
How's it going?
What's up, Bass Galaxy? Good to be here. Yeah.
Are you excited for the classic?
I am.
How do you prepare for a classic that you're watching at home?
You know, it used to be a bigger deal when I used to go into an office. When I had the office job, I would be like, how am I going to watch the classic?
And those were the most productive work.
And weeks, you couldn't even watch it. Like back then it was, you watched a blog basically, or Bass Track.
Right. Right.
Now that I'm a bum and don't do anything, I'm just firing it up live, and I might crack a beer at 7 a.m. tomorrow. I am excited.
Awesome. Yeah.
It's the classic, bro.
It's the best time of the year.
Yeah.
Producing this show, Andrew Ellenberger, the Ginger Ninja. Hold your applause. Okay, now I'll applaud. Oh, all right. We tried it. What's up, Andy?
How you doing, bud?
I'm good. How do you prepare for a classic?
What JP said in the first round.
Beer at 7 a.m. Okay.
Beer at 7, watch all day.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, as always, on StrayCast is the place to win free stuff every Wednesday. All you have to do is like and share the live Facebook feed, and that will put you into a randomizer. Take it off privates. Do not privatize your sharing. Share it publicly, and you'll be in a randomizer, and you'll have a chance to win some awesome prizes. Today, we're giving away a tin cup whiskey fun pack. As always, a great prize. And also this week, we haven't done this in a while, a Sims Challenger hoodie. Courtesy of Sims.
Ooh, some nice stuff.
Check that out. Yeah. We'll measure you. We'll come out and measure you. Well, we won't, but somebody will. But yeah, just like and share the live Facebook feed and a chance to win. It's free. It doesn't cost anything. Just do it. If you want to cut things, there's a knife out there that's extremely sharp that I'm a little scared of, actually. It's very sharp. But White River Knives, they've got anything from hunting, food prep, survival, custom knives. Check out whiteriverknives.com. The things are incredibly awesome. I've been filleting cohos and perch lately, and it's pretty gnarly. They're awesome looking knives too. Great, you know, come in a wooden box, makes it special. Omnia Fishing's giving away $49 credit when you start a pro membership now. So sign up for the pro membership. You're gonna get $49 in your account to buy some awesome tackle. Check out Premium Pro as well. They've got awesome lake maps, a whole bunch of other benefits. Just check it out, omniafishing.com. JP, what do you know about lithium batteries?
What do I use to power my day? Lithium batteries. Impulse lithium batteries. And let me tell you about this tournament rewards contingency. Can't say that word.
That's right.
They got a program. You fishing a derb? Yeah. You got impulse lithium batteries? 500 extra bucks. Like, I think they give you one of those Happy Gilmore checks. The big ones. So, check that out. ImpulseLithium.com. Get your batteries there.
Awesome. Just any qualified tournament, any win, 500 bucks. Check it out. ImpulseLithium.com. We got the Whiskey Gypsy on board.
Yeah, who's coming on tonight, though?
Is he coming? Oh, yeah. Hey. Let's tell the people.
And where are they at?
Yeah, tonight it's going to be awesome. So Pat is out doing his work for Bassmaster. So obviously he's down at the BMC, the Bassmaster Classic. And he is hanging with no other than Seth Fighter and Josh Douglas. And they're in an undisclosed location somewhere in Oklahoma near the Bassmaster Classic. And we're going to be checking in with them and just talking Bassmaster Classic. Would be awesome. Let's get the Gypsy.
There he is.
What's going on?
What's up, Luke?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing good, man. Where are you? You look like you're out.
I'm at an Italian restaurant in Mass Ave in Indianapolis. Called the where am I at? Messina.
It's my fun.
Awesome. I go out to a lot of places. I forget where I'm at sometimes, guys. You know what I mean?
I got you. I got you. Are you excited for the classic?
I am. I am.
What I've asked everybody so far, how do you prepare to watch a Bassmasters Classic? Any rituals?
I like to clear out as much of my day as possible and get started as I can, as soon as I can, watching it. But I got a lot of the March Madness basketball tournaments in Indy, and we've got people I got to take around, so I don't know how much I'm going to get to watch, but I'll be tuning in every chance I get, that's for sure. So.
Awesome. Well, Luke, you know this. As all, every week, we play the Tin Cup Mountain Whiskey drinking game.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a key word that Luke is going to select. And every time you hear that word, you're going to take a sip. Maybe some Tin Cup whiskey, maybe a Coke, maybe a water, maybe whatever. But drink every time you hear this word. Luke, what do you got this week?
It can only be classic.
Of course.
Classic. You know what I mean? We've already said it 4 or 5 times, so drink up, guys.
Later. Yeah. Yeah, you better fill up, man.
This is the classic show.
It is.
There you go.
Just did it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Got to keep up. Awesome, man. What else is going on?
Not much. I've only been out a couple times. I'm going to try and get out and fish a little bit Saturday and yeah, haven't really busted them, but there's been a few guys around me that have caught them on days I hadn't been able to go. So I'm looking forward to getting out for a little bit Saturday, hopefully. So.
Absolutely. Things are heating up in our area. It's getting fun.
They sure are. They sure are.
A little earlier than usual, too. Which is
yeah, it's my favorite time of year, pre-spawn, for sure. So.
Yeah.
Hey, Luke, you should come fish this South Shore Open. South Shore Bass Open. There's a big tournament on Lake Michigan over here.
Hey, you know about this thing?
I think I've seen you guys talk about it on Facebook, but when is it?
It is August
3rd and 4th.
There you go.
This year.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Huge open tournament. There hasn't been a legitimate tournament on the south end of Lake Michigan since the Bassmasters Classic in 2000.
Oh, really?
Not a large payout. Full-on stage weigh-in. It just hasn't happened down here. So we got one going to the South Shore Visitors Bureau. They're stepping up and sponsoring the event. Horseshoe Casino is on board.
Oh, really?
Yep. Big team tournament to be out of Hammond Marina. 2-day derby.
Okay.
450 entry fee.
Okay. Going to
be awesome.
I think, all right. Well, maybe I can. I work with the casino with some of my other brands. Maybe there's something I can do with them up there to help make it a better event or donate more or something like that, maybe.
Yeah. We'd appreciate that for sure.
We just want you to come talk fish about it.
That. Well, that too, but I can, you know. I could, if I can donate something to give away or something like that, I'd like to see if we can do that too. So.
For sure. Awesome, Luke. Thanks, man.
Mm-hmm. No problem. No problem.
Well, thanks for checking in. I'll let you get back to your dinner. And
all right.
We'll talk to you next week or the week after or whatever. But
yeah, sounds good. Hopefully Classic will be a good show this year.
Yes. Classic. That's two.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Thanks,
all right. Well, you guys have a good night. I'll see you.
Good seeing you. All right. Luke Foley. All right, everybody, put the power poles down. We'll be right back with Pat Renwick, Josh Douglas, and Seth Fighter.
There's a moment when you're faced with a challenge, and just solving the problem isn't good enough. Even if that means breaking the rules and shredding apart conventional ways of thinking. All in the name of creating something truly remarkable. With this much control at its command, we didn't stop with just one. We created two incredible trolling motors. Introducing the new Power Pole Move Brushless Trolling Motor.
This is the mountain, and this
is Mountain Whiskey. Unspoiled, untamed, forever wild. There's no safety net, no way down. Up here, it's just man and the mountain and his tin cup. Tin Cup Whiskey. Mountain Whiskey.
Want to know the difference between PowerBait and other soft plastics? Ask the fish. Berkeley scientists have thousands of flavors tested on thousands of fish. Natural. Man-made. Every bait that's ever hit the water. No matter the shape, size, or color, PowerBait is the only one that is scientifically proven. Fish bite and will not let go.
Omnia Premium Pro gives you the confidence to eliminate dead water on thousands of lakes across the U.S. Exclusively on the Omnia app, use 10 unique data layers containing critical real-time mapping information to see water temperature, water clarity, contours, lake bed hardness, and important weather data all in one place. Matched with Omnia's loyalty credit program on all your tackle and gear needs, this is the only app you need in your arsenal for success on the water.
That's a pretty good one.
Based in Chicago, Illinois, Tightrope Fishing has been designing and producing high-quality tackle for over a decade. Creators of the Baby Firework Super Jig, Bite Getter Spinnerbait, and more, Tightrope products are made by actual bass anglers that understand the need for tested and proven baits that catch fish. Tightrope products are available at TightropeFishing.com and your favorite online tackle retailers.
Welcome back to Stray Cast. Again, if you haven't done it already, like and share the live Facebook feed for a chance to win a 10 cup party pack and a Sims Challenger hoodie. Take it off private again. Ginger, how are we doing? We got those guys ready?
Yeah, you're good to go, bud.
All right. Joining us from an undisclosed location somewhere in Oklahoma, somewhere in proximity of the Bassmasters Classic, we've got Seth Fighter, Josh Douglas, and guesting again on his own show, Pat Renwick.
Hey!
There they are.
What's going on? Guys? What's happening?
Not much. What are you guys doing?
There's Josh Douglas. There's Seth Fighter. And also, there's another guest here at this undisclosed location, Shutter. Grand Lake of the Cherokees. And it's the one and only Brad Leitner. Give it up for Brad Leitner. Hell yeah. Hello, Brad. You see Toter over there? Come on over.
Slide in. Yeah.
And Bree's doing camera work over here. Ryan, this is great. We're having a good time.
It looks like there's Zoom going on. This is like professional.
Yes. We're doing high school basketball photos now. How's that?
Do that one where you're
exactly.
Yeah, so what's going on here? The coho run.
Coho run.
Yeah. Yeah. What's that?
Art of Perchin?
They're always in. But when they're really in, it gets everybody all excited. They get their overalls out and fill up their pockets with perch. It's fun. What's going on down there? I see you guys have been out fishing.
We went bass fishing today. We caught them. We caught them on a good old fashioned, Ryan, you like to call it a jig and pig. Yeah.
I do? Okay.
Yeah, Seth Fighter did a little flippity flips, if you know what I mean. And we both caught some good ones on a little lake somewhere in Oklahoma.
That sounds pure.
That's got good. A cove called Rattlesnake.
That's good. It is are you guys excited to be down there? I know you guys would rather be fishing it, but I mean, is there excitement in this cabin that you guys are in?
Well, this is my first classic I didn't qualify for. But actually, I'll be right back. Go ahead.
It's not the same, though.
It's not the same?
No, I'm just here to work.
No. Just here to learn or work? What did you say?
Work,
yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, it's It's the new age of bass. Is this the new age of bass fishing? It feels like it feels a little different this year. I don't know why, but something feels a little different.
It is.
Am I alone in that?
Like last year, real different.
I didn't hear what you said, Josh. What was that?
I said, wait till next year. I start feeling even more different. For
sure. Why is that now?
Well, just it seems like a lot of the rookies right now are doing really, really well in the points race and stuff like that. So you got to imagine that, next year you're going to see even more younger faces and stuff like that into the class. So it's definitely a changing time in the sport for sure. All fishing, for that matter.
Right, right. Yeah. It's still fishing though, right? I mean, fishing's still fun. You guys went out there, cracked them on a jig today.
Yeah.
Nothing different there.
Oh. I have one bite. Let's go. That's one bit. A little brush pile. 15.
He did. It was a big blip, too.
That's good. I'm having trouble. I'm having a little trouble hearing you guys on the sides. So I don't know if maybe the camera, I don't know.
I'm having
a little trouble with audio.
They got to talk up.
Yeah, just speak up a little bit.
Can you slide in without cutting us off?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can always hear you.
Yeah. There you go. Go in, Mark, and then turn it all towards me.
Pat, what's the oddest answer you've gotten so far when you're asking people what BASS stands for?
The oddest answer I've ever gotten when you mean when I'm out doing questions for bass?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. People, everyone thinks it's bat. It's association,
right?
So they always think the second thing is association.
So they say bass association. Then what?
Really, it's like it's a baffler, Ryan. It's really they don't get it.
That's crazy. That's crazy. We need to.
Bass Angler Sportsman Society.
Bass Angler Sportsman Society. That's the one.
That's awesome. I got shirts.
What is this?
I got shirts, guys. I got two shirts. You guys can fight over them. Yeah, I got this one too.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And then this one. So, Doug, you gonna hold it up? I got these are from Mad Science Print Lab.
I was no joke wearing both this morning.
Can you see that on the camera?
Yeah, I actually slept in mine last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Catching and cheating. Catching and cheating? I don't know.
Anyway. I like they're splitting it within their own company. It's good.
The bikini western
stuff? He did, actually.
That's really solo?
Ask Seth who Race God is.
Yeah, that was going to be the biggest question, because we can't assume that professional bass anglers know who Race God is. So, Seth, tell us who Race God is.
Never heard of him.
What is that guy? See, we all laughed because that's a joke and that's how absurd it is. But I would have also accepted a god, a bass and god.
Yes.
Okay. Created everything.
Absolutely.
The founder of Tournament Bass Fishing.
Yeah. Creator of the whole game, right?
Yeah.
The man along with the fish that gave us all an opportunity to do cool stuff. That guy's correct. Yes,
he started the battle.
He did.
Pat, I want to let's fix this. Let's fix the problem. Pat, what would you ask Ray Scott if you had one chance to talk to him right now?
If I had a chance to ask Ray Scott a question, I would ask him how proud he actually is of the way the sport has grown. I mean, it would have to be overwhelming to Ray Scott to realize what it's come from since, what was it, 67 or 68, Ryan?
Yep.
Until now. That is a leap and a bound.
It's huge.
I mean, so I would ask Mr. Scott what he thinks of present-day bassin. And it'd have to bring a tear to his eye, don't you think?
Absolutely. Let's take this one around the horn. Seth, what would you ask Ray Scott?
What would I ask him?
That's easy.
Go ahead.
That's easy. Well, take it.
Bass ponds. I'd ask if I could fish his pond.
Dougie, you're smart.
You'd ask him if you could fish his pond.
Yes, Dougie nailed it. Dougie, that's
and he would say only with 4-pound test.
Yeah. What's that?
He would probably say only with 4-pound tests. That's what he used to make everybody do.
No. But he let Zona and Van Dam fish in with 20-pound string and G-Man and Skeet Reese. And Roland and Shaw Grigsby.
But a portion of that tournament, they had to fish with 4-pound.
Oh, was it?
Flaming. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even Zona
and Van Dam. It's real. Yeah.
There's no way Van Dam was fishing with 4-pound line.
They had to like catch one on 4-pound or something like that. There was a stipulation in the tournament. They had to like catch one on 4.
Online in Alaska. Yeah. Just right in the middle of that pond. Hey, you shake that minnow right on their head, Dougie.
Yep.
You got your question for him yet, Seth?
Oh, sorry. Now I'm thinking about it.
Let's move on to Choder. Choder, you got one?
Don't you want to borrow his vest? I can see you in Ray Scott's vest for sure.
He's a man of few questions.
Hey, just let him try it on.
Yeah.
Kill a bird in it. Turkey's throat in Ray Scott's vest.
That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be all right. That'd be awesome. There you go.
Did he ever fish in those?
In the vest? No, because they get in the real handle.
Yeah.
The vest get in the real handle. Zona's you fished
in that. He fished in the vest, the hat, and everything.
Well, I'm talking about the fringy cowboy vest that Ray Scott wore. Because the tassels get caught in the left line.
Yeah, no tassels. Yeah,
no tassels.
Tasselless vest is for fishing. The tassel one's for dinner. You guys want to run down 10 Bassmaster Classic quick questions I got for you guys?
Sure.
You guys ready? All right.
We would love that.
I want to go down the whole row, all four of you guys.
Okay.
With these, but simple questions. Okay.
Are we allowed to pass?
You could pass. You can pass, but we'll start with Seth.
I'm passing everything to Doug.
Seth's favorite classic moment.
Probably the Takahiro.
Takahiro winning moment.
Great big comeback. 15-minute roll. I think it was the most memorable.
It really is.
What lake was that?
Involved in the Bassmaster Classic.
Lake Wiley.
Yeah, Wiley.
That's Jason Quinn. Jason Quinn, medicine man.
Yeah.
Yes.
He knew it.
That was it.
Yeah. That was that classic.
He did know it. And he knew it, and he had to go.
He had to go.
I think every partner for 10 years said that to each other, and they catch a big bass at each other.
I knew it.
We know exactly what they're talking about. Yeah, that was awesome.
Pat, favorite classic moment?
Man, so I don't know which Klun classic it was. I get them confused. But do you know when he had the pink?
Do you remember which lake?
If that makes sense.
Sorry, say that one more time.
Okay, so the Klun Classic that he won. I'm trying, Ryan. You know all the years. You're way back. Yes,
I do.
That's what I'm saying. One of the three, four. That he won, and he was like, I noticed this. He had like turquoise or pink pants on or something. I know that sounds stupid. All right, but listen to me. The look in his eye, like Klun was on another planet. Like his eyes were glazed over, and it was like it was not even Rick Klun on the stage. You could tell it was kind of like an out of body experience for him, and that was an amazing classic moment. Also, I'll never forget, if I may throw two in.
Sure.
Ike and Nelly just packing it up and like let's go and the run back.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was insane.
The never give up?
The never give up.
The never give up.
Yeah. And that was exciting for Bass Fishing. Yeah. It really was. Great news.
That blew up on ESPN. It was a big moment.
Heck yeah.
Crash Douglas.
Man, there's been a lot of good ones. I'm going to go with the easiest one and a little cliche one, Gussie's last year.
Oh!
Just because he wasn't the easy one. It was the apple. Here's the deal, though. It ain't like Northern Anglers have never won. We talked Ike and Kevin Van Dam's won.
Sure.
Multiple.
Yanks. Both Yanks.
But to me, Gussie's like a Minnesota Northern. I mean, he's Canadian as Canadian gets, but he's like in our area. Yeah. Central, somebody that we knew. It was a big deal when he won AOI, he made the Elite. Just somebody when you know them, and all of a sudden it's like I've known Jason Christie, but I've always like, you know, that's Jason Christie's out there. I don't know him like I knew Gussie.
Like, you know, so it was personal.
To see Gussie do it.
Yeah. That was your horse in the race.
Yeah.
I did. Up there, get I felt it. The same way.
Yeah, it was cool. It was a good one to watch.
Yes. Good. Yeah. Great.
You want to answer?
Fred?
I got the same answer, but a different answer. Yeah. My favorite part of the classic was last year Gussie winning it, but wandering down the streets at 2 a.m. with the Aussies carrying them, chanting.
We were white.
Yeah, it was the wildest night I've ever seen in bass fishing. That was my favorite
movie. It was like any class. Remember in like the Frankenstein movies where the townspeople would come with pitchforks and fire and just walk through the street? That's what we were all like.
Shrek?
Yeah, it was Shrek 2.
Yeah.
That Shrek copied off the Frankensteins.
Oh.
But we don't talk about Bruno. No.
I feel like the Aussies and the Canadians have a lot in common for whatever reason. When they get together, they can booze. I know that.
Oh, it was it was a match made in heaven.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It really was. Like
the cops and the homeless people had no idea what was going on. Yeah, they all stayed to the side.
Yeah, crazy. They just let us go through.
Yeah, like they weren't bugging anyone.
It was nuts.
Five
Canadian and some Aussies are hanging out after a Bassmaster Classic. Sounds like the beginning of a joke.
And a hockey player.
Right. Oh, Buff. Buff.
Move, big Buff.
Yeah. We love Buff in Chicago, too.
Beers with Gussie's brother. Yeah.
All right. Next question. Anybody take this one, whoever's got it. Do you think the secret classic location that we just learned who Ray Scott was, who when Ray Scott did the secret locations, when they took him up in the plane and hid it from everybody, do you think that could work today?
Ooh. It could.
I know why it can't work.
Why?
That's too much.
Well, no. It's because, you make it a destination these days. So it's like, okay, this is our vacation. We're going to the BMC. We're going to the biggest Super Bowl. We're going to the Super Bowl of bass.
Yeah.
Families are planning vacations. People know where the lake is. You're setting up expos. You're, the
sponsors.
The whole town of Tulsa. Everybody in on it. You know what I mean? That's the problem. But how awesome would it be for you guys to have a derb like that during the year? Where you hop in a plane and you go to an undisclosed location.
That's just a regular season event.
Right. I think that could be feasible for all I know, but I'm just a talk show host.
I think it'd be awesome.
I feel like that's in the beginning what MLF did. That was the only cool part was, they don't know where they're going.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
Did they not know where they were going?
I don't know.
That was you, JP. Yeah. Everyone else, Nick.
Didn't
Bassmaster for a while do some stuff like some top 50s or some stuff where they would like go? I can just remember the episode because Preston Clark didn't fly, so he drove. So they went somewhere and they do like special.
Huh.
Little when they break down the courses too.
It was the majors. Josh. Yeah, that was 06 and 07. They did the first 2 years of the elites. They did two majors. And then they did the whole courses. And I think you're right. They did kind of not tell everyone where they were going.
There was one at least.
Those were secret.
Did some,
Yes. And those are nowhere on the internet, by the way.
The Red Crest. The Red Crest was a secret this year. I don't know if you heard.
It was a secret because I didn't know what happened.
Where was it?
Don't know.
When is that tournament, anyways?
That's coming up next year, 25.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Van Damme, Jordan Lee, they're going. I don't know.
No, I mean, I really didn't. I forgot it was.
Hey, they had to weigh in a speakeasy. you had to know the password to get into the dungeon to watch the weigh in.
I heard it was the BFL trailer.
Yes.
I don't know if he was the BFL. That's right.
Who is it? We're here for the weigh-in. Come on in.
What do you got, JP?
I was just gonna say Jordan Lee's classic win was kind of cool.
It was.
Which one?
Which one? There's two of them.
The one where he broke down and like had to sit on a point and he just threw the mop jig.
That was cool. Yeah.
That was that like
came back from like 30th or something, or
way like 10 pounds out going
or 20. What do you get? Top 25 gets in.
I feel like I'll.
That was actually it. Was actually it set a record. That was the largest final day comeback. He came back. He was down 13 pounds, 14 ounces, and came back. That's the biggest comeback in Bassmaster or in classic history.
Just to me, to me as a fan, that one was cool to me.
With a broken boat. Yeah, good stuff.
Bree was a little interesting fact. Bree was the James Overstreet put Bree on him when he started making a comeback. They'd flown Bass Blue Bree down to be a. And then Bree was on Jordan when he won it. The camera guys.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I should have thrown that in there for the wife. Maybe that was a good.
Well, you just did. There you go. Yeah, you see, never too late.
Good thing they come back.
All right. Next classic question. Who's the best classic champion? Who that won the classic has represented Bass in the best way, coolest way, whatever. By your opinion, who do you think is the best classic champion ever?
Oh, good question.
Boy, Doug, it's pretty clear. Yeah. Boy.
I think, man.
That's what I was thinking.
I mean, easy answer would be Kevin Van Down. I mean, he kind of, Tiger Woods the sport.
He's a cook. Yeah, he's a.
He was damn dominant for a while.
In the mold of a bass fisherman, right. You know. Van Dam.
Is that the consensus across the board, Van Dam?
I'm sure Ike did a good job.
Ike did a great job.
Ike did a good job, yeah.
I don't think anyone tops Kevin in doing more for the sport.
That's where I'm going with
it.
Tiger Woods-esque there for a while, like just completely dominated.
And I got to say, with what we saw, like what Choder was saying too, Gussie was an amazing Bassmaster Classic champion.
Yes, he is still.
Yeah, I mean, carrying it up to this point, just representing the world of bass fishing, quite frankly.
Yeah, right. Yeah, shout out those bass conservation commercial with Gussie.
Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing.
Those are great.
Yeah.
Nicest classic champion.
Yeah, for sure.
With Kevin too, he was at all of the. I remember looking at outdoor shows the years following his classic wins. He was at all. He did all the seminars. Like, did them all. All the biggest one. All the biggest cities was at all of them. They're representing Bassmaster and yeah, awesome.
And they were important times too. Let's think about that because. That was kind of before the spawn of the big social media push. And we were, that was important for us as bass anglers, sports shows, and of course, print magazines and anything we could get our hands on. I know you guys in your early days of bass and just were all sponges for that kind of stuff too. So Van Dam, quite a silhouette of bass. You know what I mean?
No, man. All right.
His retirement speech and the trophies behind him just made everybody.
Just That's when he was Van Dam. So impressive.
Everybody was cutting onions that night. Yeah.
That's when he was Van Dam and not Van Darn, right?
I wasn't crying about it.
what's a dream classic location, like somewhere they've never been that you think a classic should be held at?
Oh, I got a good one.
Watch out.
Go for it.
Like Wayan and Knoxville. Uh-huh. I mean, not Knoxville, Wayan and.
They already went to Knoxville.
Nashville, sorry.
Wait, Kentucky Nashville. Lake, Wayan and Nashville.
Yes.
How far is Nashville? 3 hours.
Closer than here, I'll tell you that. I don't think so. Yeah, it's only an hour to Nashville. I was 20 minutes from Matt's. And that's there.
Really? From Paris?
Yeah, from Paris is probably closer.
Not true, yeah.
I mean, think of the party in Nashville. Like that would be.
That's
true. You're just thinking of party, obviously.
Yeah.
Life would be a good life.
Old Hickory's right there in there.
Well, I mean, that's what the classic's about for everybody that's not fishing.
Yeah. Bass shoulder. He ain't been to sleep.
That's been bad. 2 hours or 3 hours of sleep.
I never went to one in New Orleans, but I'm sure that's a fun classic.
The
to
problem
go to,
with
too.
That is Nashville does not need the money. So I'm not going to.
Yeah, they're not. they're not to the point where they're going to need a bass tournament to come to save their city.
Money.
But Kentucky Lake, are we going to see bags?
Yeah. I mean, right now, 23 to 25 pounds.
Could we have a summer classic again? Is that such a thing? What's the reasoning for that?
The time of the year.
Because, like, Cayuga would be an awesome class.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be more conducive to vacationing families?
Seth, you said time of year. What do you mean by that? Like,
no, because it's a big kick. There's a lot of fishing sales that revolve around Bassmaster Classic.
Oh,
a lot of new
spring
releases.
Everyone's all amped up to go fishing.
Very true.
And a good part of the country's froze up, so they're going to.
It's a great part of the year to sell tackle.
Okay. What's the worst, what's the most forgettable classic in history?
Oh, jeez. I don't know. The one here,
what was that tournament where that guy won it flipping the mat at the end and didn't know he had a fish on?
Yeah. The boy duck at class.
Yeah. He held the rod funny when he wound in the rattle trap.
That was that 2007 on Gunnersville. Yeah.
Gunnersville or Lay Lake?
Sorry. Lay Lake. Sorry.
Yeah. Was it Lay?
I think so.
It was Lay Lake, yeah.
Well, isn't that the one where Kevin won in Beeswax Creek? So those are separate classes.
It wasn't. That was 2005.
That was a sweet one too.
That was 10. That was 2010. Lay Lake, the one you're thinking. Beeswax Creek.
Full circle, right back to Lay Lake,
where Jeff Crete went like head to head with KVD.
Yeah, Crete was in the hunt on that one too. It was a good one. Yeah,
that was the origin of the squirrel.
But that's the most forgettable one, the Lay Lake.
No, that one.
Ducket
awesome.
Win.
I think so.
Yeah.
Really, I loved that final bite because he didn't know he had a bite. And it was funny.
It was embarrassing to watch him. It'd be a bass fisherman. I watched him, and I'm like, this guy sucks at fishing. And he won the Bassmaster Classic, and then everybody sees it because it's the Bassmaster Classic, and it was just like embarrassing to be a bass fisherman.
He's like, I got a nibble.
How do we
and
feel?
Then he leaned.
He doesn't even know how to hold a rod really.
What about? I think you guys are forgetting 2006. I think you're forgetting 2006, where the guy that won it never fished Bassmaster again, and then also his camera guy fell out of the boat on the final day, and they had no footage of the final day of the winner.
Well, tell him what you think about that.
What was that?
Well, that was Luke.
It was in Florida.
Austin's win on Toho.
It was Kasimi Chan.
Oh, yeah, but I remember good stuff from that.
Yeah, that was a good derp.
I mean, Ricky Collins caught like a 7 or 8
pounder. Rick caught a 9 pounder.
Remember good stuff from that. Like, the only thing I remember from the Boy Duckett Classic is watching him, like, hold his rod like Orlando Wilson.
Yeah, that was the part that really bothered me. Is like how he was winding that plug and then holding the rod all wonky.
Should see him with the spinning pole.
Real.
No, but that I like that classic, the Florida classic.
Yeah, I
liked it. And Clausen was kind of hot.
I just didn't like the last day because they had no coverage.
That's why he had to find the shoes back.
He was in a tough spot. He made the wrong decision.
Yeah, but FLW is kind of hot.
He fished
faster. FLW was
hot. He fished faster, but it's again after that 2 years later.
Yeah. Did he?
2 years, yeah. Okay. What about grinder ones like the Pittsburgh?
I like Pittsburgh.
Was good.
There's a lot of memorable stuff.
I don't mind that.
With Aaron and Kevin and the Hooters girls.
Yeah, that was one of my favorites.
Yeah, Hooters girls. No, Hooters girls were following Aaron by the bridge, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Is that the one
where
he breaks off the one? And
that was probably the most heartbreaking.
Yeah, that would have been the most heartbreaking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that the one where Aaron was talking to the cat on the bank?
Was he talking to the cat in that tournament?
That wasn't that one. That was later on.
Yeah.
That's an awesome tournament. Just
might have been here.
I think that's when he was.
He was like meowing.
It was.
He was meowing.
Trapping the speed trap.
Speed trap
and a grand. It was on grand. It was the same one because there was a lot of animal interaction. That was the one that Ike was yelling at the dog in too.
That Ike was talking to the dog.
Yeah. And he had to apologize to him the next day. Yeah.
A lot of credit.
It's the animal classic.
I really like it. Get right in your face.
Yeah.
Right there.
Somebody give me a good first classic memory. Your first memory of seeing a Bassmaster Classic.
Ooh.
On TV or whatever.
Gosh, dang.
I mean, I started really paying attention. We were talking about it earlier around that Luke Clausen tournament. That when was Tops? Was that been the year before that?
04.
04. 2 years before. That was like the first big classic that I really started to like watch on TV.
When did Iaconelli win?
03.
Okay.
That's kind of the first.
Yeah, time. Right in that.
Getting in it
definitely
there.
Before
that. I can remember.
Chicago was 2000, right?
Yep. Chicago was 2000.
When was Pittsburgh? That was later.
Oh, yeah.
That was like 06.
Pittsburgh 05.
05. There you go.
Well, yeah, they kind of had one almost back to back when they switched from the fall.
Well, what was Davey Height? Was that 99?
99, yeah.
I remember that one. What was before that?
98. You had Danny.
Danny. Danny, you know that.
Yeah.
Dion Hip in 97.
What was 97?
Dion.
Yeah, see, okay. It would have been, you were about 12. Probably the Danny Brower High Rock 98 Classic would be the first one I remember.
Cool. Nice. And you were, what, 5 or something? How old? Seriously, about 98. What were you?
12, probably.
I don't know.
10? 15.
Oh, it's 5.
14.
14. Oh, okay. I said 5.
He'd be a lot better glass.
Yeah.
That explains the jig, fishing obsession.
I grew up on the Danny Brower promo jig.
Every article of clothing that Fighter owned that year was black and amber. Black, brown, and amber.
All my clothing was from Marlboro.
Marlboro points miles for Pedro.
Send the miles in. I got all these pictures when I'm like 12, bass fishing at a Marlboro fleece quarter zip pullover, bright red, big Marlboro patch on the chest.
Did you have like Zuba hands too? Was that like the era?
Yeah, we're really into Zubas.
Just scoffing.
Marlboro t-shirts and sweatshirts.
That's awesome.
In a Marlboro tent,
duffel bag,
and a little Marlboro can. Coleman flip over grill.
Do they not do swag like that no more?
I know, because I don't know. Some law.
What bait has, what's the most iconic winning most iconic winning bait in a classic? Like what bait when it was one on it you just couldn't get for months?
Oh, couldn't get it? That would be
which one was the biggest deal, like when somebody won the tournament on that classic?
The glower.
So what classic was it for real that the laser lure advertisement was out with Iaconelli and Duckett? And they both
there was them too, wasn't it?
They both advertised the laser lure, and it was the principle, like, you know how JP you make your cat go crazy with the laser pointer?
You remember that bit?
There's a laser lure hanging up above Andy's producer booth, actually, there in the studio.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But the
is that the
women's? Yes, no. This is laser. It's laser lure, yeah. And I'm going to tell you, man. When they were playing those on the Bassmaster Classic, that commercial, and you could not. They were like sold out immediately. Like everybody bought them dang laser lures.
Well, of course.
I mean, it was insane, but nobody won on it.
But it wasn't one on it. Yeah,
it's talking about advertising.
It's a lot different now, though. Like, whoever wins the classic, whatever lure they have, you can go on the internet now and buy everything. Where not too long ago, you had to go to a tackle shop and go look for them.
It was really hard to get.
You can buy everything.
Six Demons after Randy Howell's Gunnersville.
Yes.
Wait, that really was. He won that on the Livingston, actually.
Like JP just said, you can just go to omniafishing.com and buy everything now.
Yes, get them all. Clear them out.
Make sure you do the pro pack.
Right. And then, yeah.
$49 back right now. It's free.
But seriously, what's you guys got to have an answer, like a real, like what bait won that you, I mean, there's one in my head, like one that you couldn't get it after that classic. You could not find one.
I can't. Oh, I know what it is. Can you pick me?
I can guess. I can throw a guess out there.
I want to hear Josh's guess first before we pick that.
Well, I don't think the anything was won on a chatterbait. That's where I want to go with it, but maybe that maybe that Vision 110 color that Hank was throwing. That was hard to find.
That's not the answer.
But that's an honorable mention for sure.
Yeah, really is.
When Skeet won on the Red River,
nope,
you couldn't get that spinnerbait.
Yeah, that was a very limited,
right? And most of those were custom made anyway, and not really lucky.
It was a lucky.
Pat, what's the answer? The answer is
Kevin Van Dam's classic in the Strike King 1.5 in the Kalucha Hoochie Poochie Shark.
Kawachi Shad.
Yeah.
2011.
That's the answer.
Louisiana, Lake Kadawachi, 1.5. You could not get that bait anywhere.
Did you kind of do it on that tournament almost? Wasn't it kind of like a brand new bait for them?
It was. It wasn't. Yeah, it was coming out that week.
Like, that's how liquid gold he was, it was during that time frame, too.
Because everybody else was on the monkey track.
He would win it with, like, a brand new bait. So, and the Red Eye Shad, he did it with the Red Eye Shad,
too. Yeah. Because they were on
the year before, the Red Eye Shad went nuts too. Yeah, you're right.
But I feel like they were ready with the Red Eye Shad.
Yeah. I think it was already out. The Red Eye.
I feel like you sold a lot of robes too there. I think the robe is pretty hot in that picture.
What's that bacon rind? I know I was buying some of that after the day.
Oh yeah. The bacon rinds went by
the 100,000 power bait out bar jig after JL's. One dive and them cut baits.
Oh yeah, and then that goofy crankbait too.
It was like a true out barb. The barb was on the outside, like a rebarb hook or something.
Yeah. Really? I remember that now too.
I forget about Jay Yellen.
That seems snatched.
Yes,
that was a good dirt.
That was a good dirt.
He caught bags, big bags.
Who had the best reaction to winning a classic? Like best stage reaction.
Oh,
that's why we all watch the classic, right? To see that winning moment. Who had the best one?
Van Dam's at Pittsburgh was pretty good. Yeah.
Yep.
They're all pretty good.
Just because they replay that one every time they.
I don't know. Keith Poche, or not Keith Poche, who won out here? He was pretty chill with the whole deal.
Cliff?
Cliff Pace. Yeah.
Cliff Pace was super pumped. He was. I mean,
they had to pull him back on the stage because he was out in the crowd. Yeah.
I feel like he had tears rolling down his eyes.
He did. He did. He was excited inside.
People still think differently. Yeah.
What about Hank Parker 1989?
Well, I'm a big Hank fan, so I'm down with that.
That was the most
memory though.
That's the Jim Bitter classic.
Oh.
And Hank thought he had blown it. And then when Jim weighed in, he was in the crowd. And they just had the camera on him in the crowd, and he literally like had a seizure when they announced Jim Bitter's way. It's the best, like it's the only time I've really seen someone completely shocked that they won.
He
had no idea.
Who called their wife? What are you talking about?
Well, I think when Hank Parker won one time, they always had a video of it. Well, I used to watch Bassmaster way back.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and he calls his wife.
I just won the Bassmaster Classic. I remember that. That's a great clip.
Yeah.
Ryan, the one you're talking about, he grabs his hat, right?
Yeah, he grabs his hat and he's just like convulsing. It's insane. It's awesome. And he's in the crowd. Like that's the only time I've seen that. Like everybody's always on stage when they find out they won, and Hank's just like in the crowd and they had a camera on him. It was awesome. Then there's, you know, there's Klun with the future presidents on stage too. That's a good one. Takahiro.
Yeah, that
was
great.
That was a good
one. Taka struggling was amazing with the trophy. I mean, it really was awesome. And then he did it and it was great. And he knew it.
Right. Right. Who would you like to see win a classic that hasn't won one yet?
This fucking guy right here.
I think all of us really like a classic spot.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean,
that's a hard one.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm going.
Present company excluded.
Oh, present company. Like
we all want to see Seth win one. Everybody, the world wants to see Seth win one.
Such a special tournament. So hard to feel like.
I'm rooting for Christy in this one, but he's already won one.
I was going to say, when we were talking about it, Christy's just, he can't overcome, you know, tough derby to overcome and then come back and then win it and stuff, win a classic again after being right there and all that. He was a good champ.
Can we just change the question to who do you think is going to win?
Yeah, who do you think is going to win?
Ooh. Edwin Evers.
That's a good pick.
Thanks. Thanks, guys. Evers.
You almost got me there.
What bucket is he in?
Bucket number 6.
Oh, okay.
On the Bozo Circus.
He's in the pecan bucket.
Who's going to win the tournament? I don't know. My brother, Matt Robertson. How's that?
All right.
Like, what's anyone talking about, like, any reports on water temp or anything out there? Like, what is it?
I don't know anything about that stuff. I'm going to find out.
Just want to know if they're pulling up or it feels like they should be, but at the same time, if they're offshore, that could be a deal.
I don't know. The world is saying Jason Christie.
Well, Jason's, I mean, you know, he's hungry AF.
I think Kyle Patrick's going to have a good tournament. A small child could easily beat him. Well, Kyle, he's two top tens coming into this. I mean,
JP's trying to get fantasy picks here.
He's the youngest one in the classic. Fathergill?
Fathergill.
I'll take Easton Fathergill for the win.
Okay. I think that's a good, that's actually
that's probably a pretty trendy, good pick.
A good trendy pick right now. I mean, that'd be good.
Yeah.
What is
here since Scopin's really been a deal? Has there, can you think of any past tournaments where?
No.
So it's kind of, there's a big, giant, huge question elephant in the room on the lake. It looks pretty clear from here. I don't know.
What is the best classic venue so far that they've been to?
Knoxville.
Awesome.
Knoxville.
We're talking like waterway or like a.
You mean party lake is not the best.
But I mean, overall convenience, logistics, fishing.
Knoxville's awesome. It's close to the house.
Knoxville. A lot of people used to, I mean, I remember the first two times they went to Grand, people were freaking out over Grand, over that classic, but isn't it? What is it, an hour or hour and a half from the ramp to the arena?
Yeah, it's probably an hour and a half.
Yeah. That makes it rough. So, just on the anglers, though. Nobody else.
Yeah, no, that's it.
Anglers and staff.
We asked them if they wanted to have the weigh-in here at the lake house, and they said no. We were going to have everybody here.
Yeah.
I offered.
All right, enough with fishing questions. I'm looking at three guys with mustaches. I got a mustache. What's the what's a food to avoid eating when you have a mustache?
I got a mustache.
No, you don't.
Ice cream, draft beer in a glass,
Guinness,
hot dogs.
God, you're not living.
Hot dogs and mustard, right?
That doesn't mean he's not eating none of this.
Oh, I'm doing it. It's
named the three greatest things in life.
In your mustache when you do it, like. Those are the three that get me the most, I would say.
But you guys?
Did a really good job.
He's
been rocking that mustache.
Yeah, he knows.
And he lets her get good and bushy, too, so he knows.
Usually the bagel.
Scraping food is when I start shaving.
Yeah.
The bagel with cream cheese is always brutal, too. Stay away from that one.
Any peanut butter product might be
peanut butter is okay. Doesn't seem to stick as bad.
Snot when it's 20 below.
Yeah,
that's
just
your butter nose. You remember getting an extra wipe in there.
Oh, yeah, you get a head cold. It's like, yeah.
Get it deep in there.
That's actually what Ryan said to me the other day. He was like, I can't blow my nose anymore because of my beard.
Yeah, it's brutal. It's brutal. You need like you need a comb on hand at all times. Pat, what was your, you said you had a game show set up. You got something?
Well, I don't know if we call it a game show, I got a couple things I want to talk about.
Let's get it.
Well, here's a little deal. I think maybe let's play a thinking game first. How's that? You want to do a thinking game?
Thinking game.
What's that?
You just drop yourself. Oh,
thank you. This one's for conversation.
Okay.
let's play.
It's hard out here for a pimp.
It's hard out here for a pimp. Let's play Bassmaster Champions alphabet game.
Okay.
Want to try that? So basically, you got to go A to Z, but I don't think we'll get that far. It's real rapid fire.
I like this.
So a champion with A, a champion with B. These are last names.
I think we could get pretty far with that. First letter of the last name.
I guess you could go first names, but well, I mean
I'm drawing a blank on the first one. Hard.
Yeah, first name, it's easy.
Yeah, I know that, but I mean, you want to go first names? You want to play like
I
that?
I mean, I think you should be able to do it.
He's in Elite Series anymore. I ain't arguing with that. We're going first names or last names.
Okay.
Fast champions. Not necessarily
getting going longer.
No. All right.
Okay.
Okay, how are we doing this?
And double up when somebody, if you say like, well, whatever.
If you use their first name one time, I think you should go use it.
Hey, like and share this feed.
You can this
yeah.
We make up the rules.
You're just making rules as you go along, like that other league.
We're going to play.
Everybody gets a turn, go around the horn, and first one to five wins. How's that?
What?
That's so
we'll just go
around through the alphabet.
I'm gonna go Elton Super Blessed Jones
for your A.
Yeah.
And now, do we stay on A? I invented the game.
These are
okay.
Why don't you go to B?
Tommy Biffle.
Well,
you're on Steve.
Jason Christie.
These nuts.
D.
D.
Yeah. And first name or last name?
Oh my god! And it has to be like a winner.
Yes.
A winner.
Who's the frog guy?
You answer.
No, the frog guy. Spro.
Come on.
What the hell's that guy's name?
No, you're just
they already talked about two guys with the D.
No, this guy like set records of catching the biggest fight. What the heck?
Come on, children.
Come on.
Ray Scott? No.
Not Preston Clark.
I can't think of his
What's
name.
His face look like? Describe his face.
Like, kind of
what sounds? What sounds does he make when he catches a fish?
He's real short. He's like, yeah, there you go. Get back now.
The machine.
Garbage.
All right, time's running out on this one, man. There's a lot of there's a lot of D names. A lot of them.
A lot of D's.
It's not Mark Davis. Go.
Mark Davis.
No, I said that.
D might be the easiest letter.
There we go. Edwin Evers.
That's doubled up. You got 2 points.
Yeah,
that's 2 points. Yeah.
Any winner.
Ooh. Any winner of a Bassmaster Classic?
I'm stuck on F.
Yes. Yes.
Top one.
Faircloth. Sorry.
He doesn't have a classic.
No, we're not doing classics. These are just winners.
Oh, God. Okay.
Because otherwise, we wouldn't have, he would have been all wrong answers
like
anyway.
20-some people.
G. Josh.
I'm up.
Yeah, G.
G? George Cocker?
Okay, nice okay.
Come
on,
H.
H.
H?
Easy.
That's easy again? You guys are just bastards.
I mean, you go 1979, 1989, you go 1999.
I wasn't watching Fishing then.
We talked about it.
We've already talked about it.
He throws a spinner bait.
It's
Hank Parker.
There you go.
Yeah, or Davey Height.
Hi.
Oh, Mike and Ellie.
Mike and Ellie. I'm on Jay. Jones. I think can use it again.
Sure. Or there was a guy last year.
Yeah, that's a good answer. But I went Jones.
Or Jay Lee.
Jay Lee. Yeah. Thanks.
There was a guy that won last year too.
K.
Assistant.
Kevin Van Dam.
Okay.
What am I on? Hell. I guess the easiest ones.
Choder, why does it take so long for you?
I don't
know. Two-time classic winner. Two-time classic winner.
Luke Clotson.
Okay, there you go.
That's wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. Sauce turn.
M.
What am I?
M.
Oh.
Double M's.
M.
Double up.
Wow. Is that a bonus?
I got double E's too.
Yeah, you did.
Who's keeping score?
The Poland Dynamite.
Well, we're just running through.
Well, that's a good answer.
And what would be a good.
It's a general question.
Wait, hold on.
Wow, he just gave you a good clue.
That was gosh, dang all Ryan, you're amazing. Yeah. That would a good N word would be Nixon.
All right. And LMN. Oh.
Hot to foe.
Nice.
Not one of my eyes.
P.
Patrick Walters.
Yeah. Okay.
Good.
Oh, there's only one. And I don't even know if he won.
Q. Did he ever win?
Q. I'm on the letter Q.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Did he win?
Ooh.
Yeah, I think he did. Did he win?
Who? Yeah, I got
this. I think
KJ Queen.
No.
Yeah.
Not yet.
The
dark hair guy. Quentin?
Come on.
Yeah, did Hardware ever win?
Yeah. Oh, Jason Quinn?
Did he win?
Yeah, he did.
I'm looking.
He's from Wiley. He did win Wiley on a clock?
No, he might have got you. He was the hometown. That might have been
I don't think he ever won it.
His only win was in a Bassmaster regional.
Oh, is there a Q? There's no Q.
But it was 50K.
Hold on.
What was that guy from Minnesota?
Quasimodo.
What? Loida? No, the other guy.
Who won the first
line of fifth?
Oh, Derek Rabbits?
Oh, really? No.
That's not a Q.
That's not
a Q. I'm saying there's no Q. PQR.
Well, Jason Quinn, he's got a Bassmaster win. It was a Bassmaster regional.
Yeah, but we're going you know, blue trophy or
big
upper echelon.
I got you. But for Q, Ricky
Cole. I'll
go Ricky Cole.
Okay. Elemental PQRS.
R. Wait, you said Rick Klein.
An S?
Yep.
Gosh, I'm going blank.
Tiger
first.
I mean,
2000.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
T.
Oh, I don't know if he won, but I want to throw an old name in there. Mark Tucker.
Oh,
did he win?
Good. I like that. I think he.
Tucker got a win?
He either won one or almost won one.
Or just caught a giant bass.
Yeah,
I got a new one if he did.
Let's see. Peter T.
He won.
No, that was Ish.
Peter
Filiberos.
Taku Itu.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Taku
Itu. Tough one.
There's no U.
There's got to be. Underwear.
Underspin.
Underspin. You know, right, nickname.
I think Pat Defoe's real name starts with U.
Mark Tucker won the 2011 Central Open.
Louisville Lake, correct?
Yep, Lake Louisville.
Japanese have a U name starts.
What do you on U?
Bob Uecker.
It's gonna get real hard now.
P Q R S T U V. Velvic. Did Velvic win or no?
Velvic won on.
He might
have
won California.
Did he win on that foundation?
He won on Clear Lake. With his paper plate and his scent.
Yeah, when he went head-to-head with Aaron, said he was going to fight him.
That was Aaron's spot. That was not nice of Byron.
Yeah.
He won.
That's not a U.
That was a very entertaining Elite Series.
You got the youngest. Byron Belvick won it, clearly.
Yeah.
He did.
Yes. Plus
Kennedy won it, clearly.
No, he did, too. He was buttering. Kennedy was buttering.
He had a post. He won paper plate and a paintbrush and some scent. He was marinating the swim bait.
That osprey lure.
Yeah.
He won in Wisconsin or something like that.
You know? Yeah. Johnny Van Dam. QSTUVW.
Wooday.
Wooday. X. No.
That's a classic.
Y. J. Ellis. And Z.
Zell Rowland.
Zell Rowland. That's the deal. And that's the Bassmaster alphabet.
That's the Bassmaster alphabet.
Holy
cow. Awesome.
Pretty good. I think there's only, what, 2-3 letters?
Didn't have. And there's so many we didn't think of.
Did we say Queen Din? Q
Din? No, there's no Q.
There's no Jason Quinn Medicine Man. Quidette?
I don't know.
I have
Josh. Josh, give me a Ned Rig tip.
Oh, that's a long blow, Ryan. That's a
It's a genuine question.
You guys want to fight?
I better never catch you talking to me that way, boss.
That's a sincere question.
Wait, why?
Go on.
Yeah, why is that a little puff?
Go on. Town's back the way you came. Go on.
I mean, I'm serious, but you guys made it weird.
That's some disrespectful shit. Right?
All right, give me a jig tip, sir.
Oh, goodness gracious. Hey, you could use Nedrig in Bassmaster clickbait.
Sure.
You got a YouTube channel. Yeah. So you have to know about clickbait.
No, not really.
Well, you got to be savvy. Choder's savvy on clickbait.
I'm not.
Like Choder, I mean, he knows. Whenever Choder's making a post, he's like, clickbait,
like
TF.
Best bait all time.
Clickbait
thing is to say Milliken. Anything you post, put Milliken in it.
Hashtag Milliken.
Hashtag Milliken.
That it automatically gets
five for 50 or that kind of stuff.
Hey, let's come up with the stupidest clickbait that we can and then end the show. What do you think?
Nedrig.
Yeah, he already came up with it. He won.
All right,
think of a good clickbait title for Bassmaster.
Okay, Crazy Karen kicks me out of backyard with a pond with giant bass.
That's
the one that works.
Crazy Karen, that really was yours.
Yeah. Karen calls police.
Crazy
Karen calls police on me.
I got a really good one. Randy and Milliken co-hosting the Bassmaster Classic.
Making out.
Oh yeah. No, Randy Blockett and Ben Milliken
co-hosting.
No,
together.
They go to the Dinner of Champions together tonight. As
that's
a couple.
A good one.
As a couple.
Yes. Yeah, that's probably
that good. Would can't be, top that. That's clickbait. You got any clickbait?
No.
My clickbait's gonna win.
Can any Photoshop make that happen?
Photoshop the date night?
Yeah.
That could happen. Hey, we're right by Joplin right now.
Yeah.
So here's the clickbait that gets the clicks. Are you ready? Boyd Duckett uses Legends exemption and returns to Bassmaster Elite Series in 2025.
Could happen.
That's a nightmare. That's not a clickbait. I'm scared.
I'd
be checking the dates.
Clickbait.
You're running from that post?
That's pretty. Yeah, that's clicky.
I'm clicking on it.
I'd click on it.
Clicking on it.
I don't know.
You're not clicking on it?
I'm clicking it, yeah.
You'd be scared.
I gotta know.
You'd be looking for Jason Quinn.
Yeah.
Handle the whole thing.
No, it'd be bad.
Hey, Ryan.
Yep.
Ask Fighter what he's doing tomorrow.
Hey, Seth, what are you doing tomorrow?
Fishing a derby.
Really?
That's more derby than most.
Yeah. You're derbing. Where are you derbing at?
That's a really cool thing.
I'm fishing on Lake Skiatook.
Bless you.
All right.
Fishing a 4-hour celebrity pro am.
Tell us more.
Oh, awesome.
You the pro or the am?
Well, celebrity. I'm the non-celebrity.
So wait, here's the kid. You can't make it.
Why are you not telling the story?
You can't make a cast until the AM catches, until your guest or your partner, team partner catches one, right?
4 hours on a lake that they're not allowing us to practice on for reasons unknown. And, I don't get to start fishing until my celebrity catches a keeper.
So, in theory, you could go all 4 hours.
In theory, I could never make a cast tomorrow.
You probably bring a lot of coffee.
Wow. Do you know who your celebrity?
I think we'll catch him, but
I think you.
Can so your first, so your first, you have a guide first.
No, my partner's Sydney Wells
from the Barstool Report. She's a big deal.
Yeah.
I think she's going to catch
her.
Hunter. Yes, once she fishes, she's a real deal kind of deal.
Yes.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah, that's awesome. So she fighter can't fish till she.
Yeah, but I don't even know where to go. You know what I mean? It's not like I can be like, oh, I. Take them to somewhere there was fish.
I mean, from what I know, you just turn on live scope and then they just jump in.
Oh,
turn it on.
That's hard enough for me to catch them on scope. I think it'd be really hard for me to translate that to
Maybe it's like
she's younger. She's
got, maybe she's just a scoper.
She's just like drops it right on their head.
Yeah. Yeah. She might know. She might already be on these
things. She's, yeah. She can fish. She fishes a little bit.
Is it really live? Or are we just saying that?
I believe so.
So you can actually
live on what? Where do we see it?
I think it'll be live on, I don't know if it's Fox Sports or just Bassmaster website, but we're going to be, we'll have cameras with.
That's awesome.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to check that out. What are the rest of you guys up to tomorrow?
I don't know. They didn't, when I was on the elites and didn't make classics, they didn't do cool stuff like that. Go to have little derbies.
Ricky really? Cullen and Randy Moss are fishing together.
Is that right? Is that the pair? Yeah. That's awesome.
It's a wild pair.
It really is.
Awesome.
You're kind
I wonder
of
if Cullen's going to do yoga.
Be a party in that boat.
Yeah, Randy can
do yoga during the day.
Oh, I wonder.
To stay limber. Him, yeah, I'm sure Randy knows some yoga.
I'm a believer. Oh, yeah.
Being there.
Even though Randy, I think most of his career never even stretched. That's kind of his deal. He's just kind of a
freak. Insane.
Well, Randy, too.
That's Magic Johnson.
That's like a god team.
Who are there any other professional athletes like
Brian Robinson, Randy Moss. Maybe there's some baseball player from Astros.
Is Andrew Vaughn there from the White Sox?
Vince Vaughn?
No, I don't believe so. A couple of musicians like Cole Wetzel, and then one or two guys from Whiskey Myers.
Oh yeah, Cody Cannon. Cody Cannon's there for sure. I saw that on the list.
What's at stake in this derby?
Hood fishing entertainment will be there as well, and then like a couple of YouTubers.
Yeah,
you want them?
It's a boat. It's a boat. They're fishing for a boat.
I don't know if that's true. I feel like I heard that. But
oh, maybe not.
I haven't heard anything else about
Ross Chastain.
Fishing in a boat, Pat.
Dave Mustaine.
Yeah.
He's Travis cool from there.
Travis Pastrana's fishing.
Yeah.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Cole Wetzel.
The motocross guy?
Let him drive.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you guys look hungry.
Well, we're going to have tacos.
Taco Tuesday.
Hey, I'm excited for the Bassmaster class. Media day starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
We
got our A game.
Brad and I will be running around there at the media day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big ones.
Brad's doing big time interviews for into the Great White Opens.
Yeah.
I'll be doing some stuff for the Bassin Masters.
So tomorrow's media day?
Tomorrow's media day. The big club championship starts on Friday. And runs through Sunday with all coverage on Bassmaster.com and, of course, Fox Sports.
Awesome. Someone's getting a trophy.
And Brad's phone. Someone's getting a trophy.
Yeah.
We don't
is there anybody with a Is there anybody with a Q in their name so they can fix this game?
I was just looking up. I'm trying to throw a Q in there, but I get all kinds of stuff going.
Are we going to let them go before we do giveaways?
If we didn't have fighters, whole damn thing together,
we were lost folks.
We'd have been out ages ago. Ages ago. Hey, you guys,
you want to hang for the giveaways?
Well, we got all us Sims guys together.
Yeah. Yep.
You want to do that?
Who's got the names?
I don't know. Ask the producer.
No, I don't have a phone. I'm.
Where's the guy producing the heck out of this thing? He's going to send them to you.
He's there. Andy, you want to send them to Pat or have those guys do it?
These are my glasses, not Dougie's.
I'm waiting for the randomizer.
Gotcha. All right.
I know how to do it now.
How does that work?
He put on Josh Douglas's glasses and his eyes just crossed.
I look that like that guy in Happy Madison.
It took 5 minutes for him to go back. They're kind of still almost though.
You're like the girl from Vacation or Christmas Vacation.
Well, now I can see around the corner and flip better.
Yeah. All's in well, eyes go cross, gets kicked by a mule, they go back.
That's the guy. All right, we giving away Sims, Challenger hoodie.
Wicked Dougie
looks really good in his Sims hoodie, too. And Fighter's got the hoodie sun shirt on.
The good one.
The cotton hoodie sun shirt.
Dog it right here. That's the real deal.
I'm wearing the Bug Stopper pants. Dougie has the what? Those are the dockwear. The dockwears, and Fighter has the new edition Sims only Fighter pants.
JP's got the fall run jacket.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he looks.
Dougie, you get to announce the winner. You ready?
That the what
this is the Sims.
That one.
Yep.
Yeah. Lee King.
Lee King, you won. Oh yeah. Direct message, Rock and Show Fantasy. Your info, and he's gonna get you a Sims hoodie, Challenger hoodie. Guys,
Lee King.
Hey, Lee King. Oh. Let's just do the tin. Hey, Fighter, you do the honors on the tin cup. How's that? This guy right here.
Eric Barone.
Eric Barone, you won a tin cup. Tin cup. Tin cop. You won a tin cop. It's like a tin man, but a cop.
Robocop.
Robocop in the box. That guy wins. Look,
we got to cut him off.
Bottle of booze to your door. Or the cup.
We don't say that. It's a fun box. You don't even know what's in it until it gets to you.
You're getting some whiskey.
Deal. This deal?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, that deal.
Hey, awesome. Congrats.
Ryan, JP, you guys did amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good job.
You guys did amazing. Look at you.
Happy to be your guest tonight.
Does Seth remember the name of my cat?
The name of your cat?
Yeah. Do you remember it?
Is it Dorothy?
It's not Edwin.
He said it.
Thank you.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, there you got it, JP.
Thanks, buddy. Thank love you.
Gato.
Dame Regato, Mr. Decato.
Well, awesome. Thanks for coming on, guys. Seth, go win that derby tomorrow. Put that girl on a fish so you can start fishing.
Yeah.
And Pat, have fun on media day. Josh, that was a sincere question. I throw in Edrig a lot, and I've seen that you do. We both like a specific date that we throw on a Ned rig, so I was better trying to connect.
Even tell them what shots are really losing, what pound.
I lose them a lot on a Ned rig. Tell me how not to lose them on a Ned rig.
Get a rod and reel sponsor.
First of all, I think it's the head mostly.
Oh, okay. Or the jig head?
I'm going to give it to you for real. Why? And this came back. Fighter and I worked a long time. I sat there in tubs looking at why Ned rigs won't. They like lay flat, and the Lastec wants to come up every time. That's kind of its thing, right? It'll fall, and then it'll come up, or everything else goes like this and falls down. So just having a rounded head and a better hook, it's all about that hook. And then I use a kind of a, I'm not going to say it's a meat stick for a spinning rod, but it's got a lot of backbone. I use like a 7.3 medium, but it's almost like a medium heavy. It's got a fast tip on it, a lot of backbone. And, but that's, you know, I'm not throwing it like your traditional Ned rig down the bank of like the Ozark lakes and stuff like that. But for big smallies where I'm from and stuff like that.
Boulders.
Yeah. And stuff like that. I like to, it's basically like a tube, and I love tubes, except you have more control over the bait than with a tube. A tube's a fumble football, but there's times that they'll eat that tube and not the Ned rig too, just because it kind of goes where it wants. But that's my idea. I hit them pretty hard, and I treat it more like a jig on a spinning rod more so than I even do I don't throw a Ned rig around aimlessly too often. I'm usually throwing it either at a fish or at the cover or structure that the fish are holding on.
Okay. So heavy hook.
Yeah. A lot of guys with Ned rigs like to use a really soft rod, and that's just, I don't do that. That's kind of the way, like, you know, kind of started or whatever, really super light ones. And hell, I want heavy.
Lord of the Ned uses a crappie rod.
Yeah.
Who does?
That's JP, how he calls himself.
He's calling himself. Oh, yeah.
He also talks about himself in third person.
Yeah, I like that. Oh, that's a very
JP fish is a good Ned hit.
I also throw it randomly, aimlessly out of the back of boats.
He's the most.
He's an excellent co-angler.
He's a great co-angler with the gosh dang Ned rig. Yeah. He throws it out like on a 32nd ounce, just on like 2 pound line, just bombs it out the back of the boat.
Right. Yep. He just flips it out there like 10, 15 feet from the boat. And then every once in a while, his drag's screaming and he's got a big one.
Or you just break it off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So if that's your game, I'm going to tell anybody that likes to do that, drink baits in the back of the boat, definitely outcast tackle, perfect nets heads, buy a bunch of them. And when you get hung, just break it off, keep going, tie
buy another.
Buy yeah. another. Buy another. Tie them up, throw them back out there. Nobody likes to go backwards for the co-angler.
That's true.
I never
do. No. I'll sit there and act like I can hear their drag for a quarter mile down there. Like, oh, you were hung up?
That's a classic move. That's why you got to wear headphones. Just wear headphones all the time. It works.
Hey, you know what? What Chowder and I, what are we doing after the Bassmaster Classic?
We're going fishing.
Where are we going?
No, we might stay here.
Kentucky Lake.
Wait, no, I can't fish Kentucky Lake.
A little tough one. It's for yeah. dirt.
Oh,
what's
we're
rotational.
Oh, I know.
We're going back. And then can we say where we're going after that? Or is this like a secret thing?
I don't think anyone wants to go where we're going.
Well, that. Are we allowed to say what we're doing?
Yeah, you can.
Okay,
yeah.
I didn't know.
I think it's public knowledge.
Is it public?
Well, not where we're going. Like,
is it or no?
Don't give like the.
I don't know.
Oh. You're going to El Salvador.
Well, we're going
craziest tease ever.
All right.
Yeah,
sounds like a great time.
It's going to be fun.
It should be a good time.
Wait, I'm sorry, I missed it. Where are you going?
Right, he was on that one.
Cool. Sounds cool.
Got it.
Anyway, Chowder and I are going fishing after the Bassmaster Classic.
Then to the Thunderbolt Ball.
And then to the Thunderbolt and Lightfoot
Ball. I thought we're going for an Easter egg hunt.
We're going for an Easter egg hunt. Dougie's sharpening his Ned rig.
He ain't spawning yet.
And Fighter's getting ready for the Florida swing.
Yeah.
Slow down some turkeys.
That's what I'm saying.
You gonna hunt turkeys?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's turkey season.
You gonna kill things?
Gingy, you want some gobblers?
Gingy?
Yeah, we're getting ready.
Ging, Fighter wants to go kill turkeys with you.
Are you on the gobblers?
Come on down. Yeah, we're ready.
Are you? You got some ground?
Yeah, we got a few acres.
Nice.
Ginger, you shoot turkeys? Wow.
Why you don't know about this guy, JP? He shoots turkeys. All right.
I love
that. I'll let you guys go get
at
some tacos.
Store, that's the fun part. He just goes right into the frozen food section and just starts blasting turkeys.
Just butterballs.
Butterballs.
Splatter and butterballs all
it's
over.
Freaking wild.
Poultry section. Yeah. Awesome.
Oh, guys. Hey, we're out of here.
Yes.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you, guys. Chowder, good job on the open show also. I've been watching.
Yeah.
Good stuff. And yeah, you guys have fun down there. I wish I was down there, but
we wish you were too. It's not too late to whip it.
Drink like six or seven for me tomorrow night.
I will.
He did.
I will.
Okay.
He did.
Good, good. Good, good. Good seeing you guys.
Yeah. You too. Congratulations to the winners.
Yep.
Yes, congratulations to the winners. And
I'd like to thank my third grade teacher for this show. I'd also like to thank my grandpa's friend that lived down the street. I'd like to thank.
Do you want to thank any sponsors at all?
The kids on my basketball team in the third grade. I'd like to thank all them too. They're pretty cool.
You don't want to thank Omnia, Sims, White River.
Omnia, Sims, 10 Cup Whiskey,
Power Pole, Impulse Lithium.
Yeah.
All
Berkeley. Stuff.
Tightrope fishing.
Tightrope fishing. There you go, JP.
Yeah. Abu Garcia.
Yeah, Abu Garcia.
Waterland sunglasses.
But you know who I want to thank the most of all?
Who's that?
The Bass Galaxy.
Yeah.
The Bass Galaxy.
They're the best.
Yeah, for making this whole deal possible. And into the great white
ocean. Yeah, they're awesome.
The heart and soul of rock and roll. You know what I mean?
Thanks, Bass Galaxy. That's hard to say, by the way.
Quinn Apple is a great team.
Oh, did you say that?
That is a good word. That is a good word. We're back on the alphabet.
I'm over here just trying to
all right,
do this all night, you know.
I think he was leading Lake Forest on day two.
You guys have fun on the couch. When are we back next, Pat?
We are off next week because we're going to do stuff. And then we are back with the Bassmaster Classic champion the first week in April, I believe.
All right.
And then right back to Florida.
Right back to Florida.
Yeah,
all
and
right.
Ryan, you're doing we're doing a live show from Florida, and get ready.
Pat, all right. Pat Schlapper, that's my pick.
Bash Lapper is
JP. Oh, the Bassmaster Classic?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What's the problem? He's going to be on the show?
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
We'll see. He doesn't like me.
Really?
What would you say?
I don't know. Something
about you say?
We'll see you 2 weeks.
All right. That was a Midwest goodbye. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll be back in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Thank you, JP.
Yeah.
I'm for sitting in. Thanks to all the sponsors. We already mentioned them, but couldn't do the show without them. Thank you, Andy. And thanks, Brandon, for sitting back in the corner and hanging out with us. All right. We'll see you in a couple weeks. Peace. Yeah.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance. No, just kidding. This is Pat. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to StrayCast on iTunes and leave a review. Tell us what you think. Any feedback is greatly appreciated. Thanks for listening. Peace.